One last time for Inside Agriculture for me this week, before I hand you off. We'll be talking about ethanol. I love it in the summer months when we can get that E88, by the way. Just love it. But now it's time to find out what life has recently been like in the ethanol industry. Dan O'Brien, he's an ag economist at Kansas State University, who talks about recent profitability in the ethanol industry.
Well, in May, we've seen a little bit more of a turn towards a more positive outlook. Not much, but an estimate of about 3 cents a gallon profit. Again, using kind of an Iowa-centric based model with the latest numbers for the first 3 weeks of the month. So we've got a break-even cost of about $1.61, ethanol price $1.64, but you've got DDG prices about $145 per ton, corn oil prices of about 53 cents. So both the DDG and the corn oil numbers are up.
The key factor in ethanol profitability is the cost of corn.
A price of about $4.49 here in May. In April, it had been about $4.63. Again, you drop by about 14, 15 cents the cost of corn and have some moderate improvement in ethanol, DDG, and corn oil prices, and you end up with some profitability.
He's watching ethanol stocks and says they haven't come down as much as the summer driving season ramps up.
You know, we're watching the corn, watching the ethanol inventories, and trying to see how feed grain-based ethanol production and stocks are coordinating with what we think will probably be a decent time of fuel demand coming up this summer. And kind of an up-and-down situation. It's kind of surprising, really, that the U.S. ethanol production figures had dropped down here of late, but yet, for some reason, last week or so, well, for some supply-demand factors, we haven't seen a major drop-off yet in the inventory.
Again, that's Dan O'Brien with the Kansas State University. And a new sign of deteriorating relations between the U.S. and China happened on Monday as China accused the U.S. of violating the trade truce the countries signed last month. Axios said China promised to take, quote, resolute and forceful, end quote, steps. The agreement signed in Switzerland led to a deal to lower tariffs on each other for 90 days while they negotiated on trade. Late last week, U.S. President Trump accused Beijing of violating the agreement one day after Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent described negotiations as, quote unquote, a bit stalled. A spokesperson with the Chinese Commerce Ministry said Beijing rejects the unjustified accusations. While President Trump didn't go into details, administration officials have pointed to delays in sending critical minerals to the U.S., which are needed by several U.S. industries, including agriculture. U.S. National Economic Council Director Kevin Hassett said President Trump and Xi Jinping will talk on the phone this week. That'll do it for me today here on Inside Agriculture. Have a great rest of your day. God bless all of you.